Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Why not go on a visit to the Church of Santa Maria del Popolo to admire a painting by a well-known artist depicting the conversion of St. Paul? He's the famous Caravaggio, the first artist really to depict normal people in religious settings and paintings, people with their calloused feet, their grubby knees, aging hands and shabby clothes. For this, we turn to our Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis, who helps us better understand what exactly Caravaggio did when he came to depict the conversion of St. Paul in this painting, which hangs on the right wall of the left-hand chapel by the high altar.
He might have started a kind of movement which encouraged painters afterwards to paint everybody, not just patrons of the arts. For example, this church in the 1400s was built under Sixtus IV, the same man who did the Sistine Chapel. So if you look at all the paintings in the Sistine Chapel, and like the Perugino's, the Cosimo Rosselli's, etc., and the Botticelli's, they always have inserted in the base of all of these paintings, apart from the biblical scene or Christological scene, some figures of that period. But they would also be important figures or cardinals or relatives of popes or whatever. Caravaggio, no. Caravaggio puts the man who's working in the field or the man who's working cleaning things in the city, and a human person who has a hard time surviving. He's able to show this wonderful humanity of the suffering individual in his own life of the moment, you know. He was able to marry humanity, real humanity, to artistic beauty. This is the key to Caravaggio. And also the fact that he would put his light not necessarily on the main figure, like you would illuminate St. Paul's face or whatever. He would have lights maybe down on the ground beside the leg of a horse. So you would have the light of the artist's mind. He would choose to put a light in a place which would automatically reflect back on another part, which maybe the other part was more important, like St. Paul lying on the ground and his horse looking dazed like what's happened to him, you know? And he's just stunned at this incredible gesture of surrender. He's lying on the ground with his hands up in the air in a state of shock to whatever has happened to him, this miracle of his conversion. It's like he was struck by God into a situation where he was converted. And you can feel the word struck here. It's not just like he, in a moment of ecstasy, when he was praying in a room or sitting in a room having dinner or sitting talking to friends, that he suddenly had this oncoming emotion about being converted.
Heartfelt thanks there to our Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis, who's currently working at the American University of Rome, for sharing with us her expertise in the field of sacred art. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.